Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me tell you what we got going on this hour. Our friend Steve Chandler is with us. Let me tell you a little bit about Steve. Steve is a corporate consultant to many small businesses as well as many Fortune 500 companies. He teaches companies courses in morale, self-motivation, innovative thinking, and increasing individual productivity. He's written two outstanding books, the best-selling 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself, which over 100,000 copies have been sold, and this is probably a whole lot more than that, folks, because I think this may be a little bit of old information, as well as the book that I have in front of me, which has just been released within the last few months, called Reinventing Yourself, which is what we're going to be talking about mostly today. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back with us, and I understand the sales of Reinventing Yourself has really taken off.
You know what? Ever since I did your show, what a strange coincidence. Ever since I did your show, the book has really, really jumped into a new level of sales, and it's selling faster than the self-motivation book.
Well, you know, we do what we can, Steve. I mean, I tell people all the time, all they get, if they want, you know, someone said the other day, I said, how are things going? And they said, well, what I need is I need a spot on Oprah. And I said, what do you need a spot on Oprah for? You're on my show. So we do what we can, Steve. I'm glad things are going so well for you. I want to give away a copy of Steve's book. And folks, this is an outstanding book. It's called Reinventing Yourself, How to Become the Person You've Always Wanted to Be. And I want to give you some more of my trivia questions. Here are a couple more. Here are some birthdays. Zeppo Marks has a birthday today. He was born in 1909. I want to know... Now he, you know who his brothers are. I want to know what I want to know two names. Give me the names of two of Zeppo Marks' brothers. Also, Bobby Riggs was born on this day. Now Bobby Riggs was a tennis player, and I want to know who he beat in the Battle of the Sexes back in the 70s. What's the lady's name that he beat back in this? Actually, did he beat her or did she beat him? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Tell me who that lady is. 888-822-8255. Steve, you have some interesting ideas about things, some interesting points of view that I want you to tell us a little bit about Reinventing Yourself. What made you write this book?
Well, I was a small businessman myself, and still am. I'm about to start my own small business in a couple of months.
Is that right?
Yes, I'm currently working for a major training company, and I'm going off on my own once again. So I was in a number of business. Go ahead.
I said congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. But I was in a number of businesses that were failing, and what I saw was it wasn't the businesses that were failing. It was myself. I was not managing myself and getting the most out of myself. Mm-hmm. And my life had been a series of very difficult problems and disasters and things like that, and I really couldn't see, because I was so emotional about it, that I was at the heart and soul of it.
It's hard to see ourselves, isn't it? It's not only hard, it's painful.
It's painful, but the really ironic thing is once you're willing to look, it's really liberating. And I went through a period where I really had to reinvent myself, start all over again in life, or life wasn't going to work for me. And so the book is, in many ways, a chronicle of what I went through and some of the wonderful coaching and mentoring I got from business consultants as well as personal consultants, and finding out along the way that I truly could reinvent myself.
You know, I can identify with that, Steve, because I know that I've been in business a long time, and I look around me at whatever I'm doing, any failures that I have or any relative successes that I have, and I recognize that the only difference between where I am now and where I really want to be, where I really think I ought to be, is inside of me. It's not other things. It's not external forces. It's not the marketplace. The marketplace is just fine. There's plenty of opportunity out there in the marketplace. I can go anywhere I want to go, do anything I want to do. It's not the people, because the people are ready to go. They're out there looking for opportunities. They're ready to do their, you know, to support me or to do business with me or whatever. The difference is my ability to make it happen. And that's what you're talking about.
That's right. And a lot of it in small business, a lot of it involves simply slowing down, because I find that the small business people that I consult with, I'd say 9 out of 10, the biggest thing they're dealing with is they are racing around from one thing to the next, trying to do too many things in one day. And the money that they want is sitting right there. They have clients who want to expand their relationship. They have all sorts of things, but they don't see it because they're running from one thing to the next so fast that if they would slow down and take care of each customer, you know, as if you had no other customer but that one, the money would show up in a really big way.
That's very interesting that you say that. One of the things I know, the reality of all that is, though, that if you own a small business, things do get very hectic during the day, and you wind up fighting a lot of alligators during the day. But how do you slow down? I mean, what are some tips that you've got about how to slow down?
Again, and the people that I work with, 9 out of the 10 alligators they fight with are because they did not slow down with a previous alligator and really take the alligator out.
Mm-hmm.
So the alligator's back again, coming up out of the water the next day. So now you got 9 instead of 3.
It's crisis management. And,
that's right.
And you're just basically defining it. I agree with you.
And so I like to have people say, all right, let's pretend that there are no problems other than the one I am now dealing with thoroughly, slowly. I'm dealing with it well. I'm bringing all my resources to it. And I will imagine that this is my only problem, because what happens then is you paradoxically solve it even faster than you would have, and now it's completely solved and it doesn't keep coming back at you.
That's the key, isn't it? The key
is
to finish that job so that it doesn't have to be redone a day later or a week later or a year later. Yeah. Steve, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, if you've got something on your mind, if there's something that you're not sure why you're not being more successful, I think maybe Steve might have some thoughts for you. Give us a call, 888-822-8255, or if you want to answer one of our trivia questions, we'll be Steve has a couple of copies that he's going to let you have. We'll send you a copy of his book, Reinventing Yourself, 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. All right. Welcome back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our friend Steve Chandler. Steve is the author of Reinventing Yourself, How to Become the Person You Always Wanted to Be. We have a copy right here that we want to send you for free if you'll answer one of my trivia questions, 888-822-8255. Or if you have a question that you'd like to call in and say hello to me and Steve and ask a question. And folks, I understand that some of the things we're talking about, while it's interesting and it's helpful for you to hear, it's not easy to talk about. So if you have something you'd like to say, if you have a question you'd like to ask, you don't have to tell us who you are. You don't have to tell us where you're from. We won't ask you unless you want to tell us. And it can be totally anonymous. If you just want to find out some information, if you have a specific question, 888-822-8255. Steve, we were talking about slowing down and how to solve the crisis management situation. But and we're also trying to you were talking about how to get this person inside of you on track so that you can become as much as you can possibly be. One of the things I'm thinking about a couple of people out there. One is a small business dreamer who is out there wanting to do something. They want to have their own business. It may be home-based, it may not be, but they want to do something on their own, and they're trying to figure out how to make that happen. And then there's also this small business owner out there. Maybe they've got several employees. Maybe they've got quite a bit of sales, but they feel like they and their company are stuck in a little bit of a rut, and they're trying to get out of that. How do we talk to that person? How do we get that person both? I think that the key to the next step for both of those people, the dreamer and the owner, is the same thing, and it's to solve this or to get control of the spirit that's inside of you.
That's right. I agree with you on that one. I think we have this tremendous spirit, and it's like, I think of it as almost like a fire hose. And you walk out on your front yard every day, and the fire hose is just bouncing all around, spraying on everything. Now, if you can grab it and point it at what you want it to spray on, then you're in control of your life, and you're in control of your spirit, and it's a beautiful thing. And I think what the mistake that a lot of people make is they let other people tap into their spirit. So they wander out in the day, and then they let the crisis drive their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
They let the next crisis occupy them, and they are not in charge.
I have a little saying that I tease, that when somebody asks me, you know, how things are going, I jokingly say the world is winning. and I think that's what you're talking about. And,
yeah.
and so what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, is we don't want the world to win. We want you to win.
That's right.
And what Steve's, what I think you're talking about, Steve, is don't let the world take you apart piece by piece. You know, hold yourself together and take on the world. And, you know, without that, don't let that happen. Don't let the world pull you apart like that.
Right. And the way to win is to slow down and take some time and decide, what do I want to produce today? What would I like to accomplish? Where do I want to devote my time? What's really important to my business? Because if I don't say that to myself, I will take my time with the most unimportant, annoying, nasty things, and at the end of the day, I'll think, what did I get done today?
Well, and see, there are things that happen, though, that really make it hard to do that. The phone rings, we get email, our email file gets loaded up, and somebody needs an answer. We got employees walking in saying, I need this, I need that. Could you help me make this decision? Or there's a crisis, or somebody doesn't show up today, or the banker calls and says, you know, you don't have enough money in the bank, or whatever happens. All these things happen. These are real things that happen in the lives of small business owners.
And when I'm faced with a day like that, I have to ask myself, how old am I? Am I a child? If I'm a child, I will respond to each one of these things as they come up.
Yep.
If I'm an adult growing toward even greater emotional independence, I will have systems for these things. When the phone rings, I've got a wonderful phone person. When the banker calls, I've already got a good relationship with the banker, mm-hmm. and I've slowed down two times already, and I'm already in charge of what that situation is.
Right.
The problem, the reason these crises come up unexpectedly is I have not slowed down, relaxed into my business, and taken the time to look at my week. I had a good friend who said his whole life changed when he decided to take 2 hours every Saturday and plan his next week. He saw so many things that he was able to eliminate or combine. He said, I just freed up hours and every day for myself.
I want to talk about this some more. Folks, when we come back, it's 29 after. When we come back, I want to talk to Steve more about how to get rid of crisis management. Stay with us, 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Chandler is our special guest. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's our phone number. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show and put the normal stuff on the front and the back. Our special guest is our friend Steve Chandler. He's the author of Reinventing Yourself and How to Become the Person You've Always Wanted to Be. And we're talking about how to slow down and how to avoid crisis management, how to get that out of your life. And Steve, I want to get into that, but before we do, we got to call James.
Yes, sir. We have Kent calling from Florida.
Hi, Kent. Kent, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jim.
How you do, sir?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I called in actually last week and talked to you as well. I wanted to mention
something. Say hi to Steve Chandler.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Ken.
What you just mentioned about the comment about planning ahead on the weekend really sparked something for me. When I was in college, I had a good friend that was actually born with no arms. And he could keep up with me. We both went to an art school, fourth ranked art school in the nation. It had the second highest homework load in the nation, only second to Harvard. And we had these tremendous stresses of getting all the work done in that. And
wait a minute, Kent.
Uh-huh?
You and this guy were in art school.
Correct.
And he has no arms.
Correct. He's born without arms.
I already admire this guy, don't you, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and he got, and better yet, he's from Sweden, and he got a full scholarship to the college and came here. The first day of school was his first day in the United States.
Wow.
So anyway, tremendous workload and tremendous amount of things to do. And we became really good friends. And about halfway through the first year, I finally had to sit down with him and say, listen, how do you get all this work done? How do you stay so organized? And he showed me a secret. And what he did, and what he still does, and what I do to this day, it's been 12 years ago, is the night before, he sits down and plans out what his next day is going to be. And when you really think about it, everything you do is done twice. You visualize it in your head once, and then you actually go and execute it. So he would write down his list of things to do, and before he goes to bed, he already knows what he's doing tomorrow. So he just gets up and does it.
He's already got one of the crises out of the way, and
exactly.
Not having to decide what he's going to do the next morning.
Exactly. And since then, I've modified mine to three categories. There's a call list, a do list, and a go-to list. And there's only occasionally there'll be something that doesn't quite fit in there. But I find out if you make your list of all the people I got to call, all the things I have to do, and all the places I have to go, and then you put them in some kind of chronological order, it just seems to make so much more sense and keeps things organized.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, I think that's perfect. It puts you back in control of your life, and it takes the power away from the randomness and all the external invasions of your time, and it puts you back in charge. And all it takes is a little bit of thinking in advance and then make it become a habit.
Exactly.
You know, that guy, your friend, had a lot of reasons, justification, for not having his stuff together, didn't he? I mean, he had some excuses. It'd be hard to take him to task on. And,
well, exactly.
And yet he didn't let that get in his way. And we see that. Don't we see that so often with people who are physically challenged in some way? They seem to rise above all that and they reach a level of excellence that maybe we don't even reach, those of us who are not physically challenged. And
well, they wake up, I think, Jim. I think they wake up. There was a study at University of Chicago of people who had lost their legs become paraplegics.
Yeah.
And they lost their legs and found their spirit and found their lives because they realized time is precious. I don't have much of it, and so I'm not going to waste it anymore.
Ken, I bet your friend has a strong spirit.
Oh, he does, and he's gone on to be a very successful industrial designer and is back in Sweden working for Volvo.
I'll be darned. Well, you know, doesn't that just prove the fact that disabilities are not always visible? That maybe you had, and I'm not saying that you did, Kent, but perhaps when you showed up there at the same day he showed up, maybe your disabilities were more debilitating than his obvious ones.
Exactly.
Because of... And his disabilities helped you to overcome that, didn't it? He actually became a role model for you and helped you, even though when the two of you walked up, someone looking at the two of you would say, well, you know, I don't know about the guy with no arms, but Kent looks like a sharp kid.
Well, I'd say an interesting story about that. It happened a few times before I even recognized it. It was we would have to go to class with the portfolios and equipment and all kinds of things, and we'd be lugging all these boxes and that. And he had this contraption. He'd rigged up a portfolio and actually hung it on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And we would go to the buildings, and he would open the doors for me. And it occurred to me about four or five times after it happened, and someone kind of pointed out that he was opening the door for me.
You know, I grew up with a kid who had no forearms.
Mm-hmm.
His hands were on his elbow.
Right.
But you know what? We played baseball, and I never knew him any other. I knew him as a very young child, and we played ball, and we never even commented. I remember Steve not ever even commenting on his arms, and he would knock you down with a baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Kent, thank you for calling and pointing out that, helping us to understand that disabilities are not always physical.
You're welcome, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Kent. I appreciate that.
All right. Take care, Jim.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. It's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasting, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Steve Chandler. If you have any questions or any comments, please give us a call, 888-822-8255. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. All right, we are back. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blasting, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. 1-800-822-8255. That's the number to call if you'd like to answer one of my trivia questions, or if you'd like to make a comment, ask a question of Steve Chandler, our special guest, the author of Reinventing Yourself, How to Become the Person You've Always Wanted to Be. And we're talking about how to recognize that a lot of the things that may be keeping you from being as successful as you want to be are inside of you. And once you figure out that and figure the combination out to solve that problem, what your internal disabilities, I guess I was calling it earlier, then you can be more successful. You should be able to be more successful than you are. And Steve, before we get into this, because I want to get back into the crisis management issue a second, tell us how we can get your book.
Well, Reinventing Yourself is available on the internet. All the bookstores on the internet carry it, Amazon and Borders and BarnesandNoble.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's also available in almost every bookstore. But thanks to your show,
exactly,
it goes out of the bookstores pretty fast. So sometimes people are disappointed when they look in a bookstore. They've run out because the book is an unexpected success. I am not very well known. I am not a Tom Peters yet.
Yeah.
And so people.
Well, after two visits on this show, I mean, I think that's going to all turn around.
Well, you know, you joke about that, but I think you're bigger than you realize. We were talking about how many people listen to your show.
Yeah.
At your website, and I think it's very hard to measure today the popularity of certain radio shows because the popularity is out there ahead of the measuring capacity.
You know, I can just see people showing up at the bookstores and your book's not there, and they say, darn that Blessing Game, he told so many people, they've all bought the book.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, let's move on. And I appreciate you telling us how to get the book. Folks, it's an outstanding book. I recommend it to you. Let's talk about crisis management. One of the things that small business owners probably have to deal with this more than anything else, and it's because there are not enough people to do all the jobs. You know, in big companies, they've just got so many layers of people. There's a vice president for almost every little thing that you can imagine.
Yes.
You know, in the big companies. And in small business, everybody wears about 10 different hats, and the owner wears about 100 different hats.
Uh-huh.
And all of those things have a crisis. And if you're going to ever get out of crisis management, you've got to solve the problem that you're working on completely right now, even if the alligators are biting at you and you feel like you need to go take care of some of those. You need to finish the problem that you've got right now so that it doesn't come back and do this and bite you again.
Well, and the first job, Jim, is thought management. And if I'm thinking a crisis is a crisis, I've just defeated myself. If I'm willing to see a crisis as an adventure, and this is why I got into small business, because no 2 days are the same. These are adventures, these are projects of
right.
mine, and these are opportunities. There isn't anything that shows up in my day that I don't know how to convert into an opportunity.
I like that. I say all the time that, you know, that small business is adventure business. You know,
yes.
you wake up in a new world every day. And as you say, that's what we like about it.
That's right.
So say that again. I like the way you said
that.
Well,
and the key is just remembering that. This is why I'm here. I love this. If I would slow down just a little bit and take care of this as an adventure, there isn't any angry customer who you cannot turn into your best customer ever by how you deal with their upset. They will be impressed forever.
And in fact, that is one of the best ways to get a customer that you can't run off.
That's right.
If you take a customer that's so upset with you, and maybe it's not even your fault, and then you are able to prove to them or show them through just good customer care, through acting like you care about them and what they have to say, that maybe what they're upset about is not even something you could control. Maybe it was something they misunderstood. Maybe it was something you or your employees did. But if you can handle that, turn that around, they become a customer that you can't run off.
That's right. And the key is slow down. Take care of this person. Listen for the gold and what they're saying. The money that you want is in your day today. It's in every person who's going to talk to you. The money you think you need to keep your business going, it's in every conversation you will have. Don't push people away. Don't push them off on other people. Slow down and take care of each person, and you're gonna have a success way beyond what you ever imagined.
I agree with that. I think that's well said. That's a wonderful perspective. And you know, as you were talking, I think that, I mean, I feel that way. When I go to work in the morning, I know that there are going to be lots of problems today. I know that there are going to be lots of adversity. There are going to be different things that are going to be going on that are going to be a problem or in my way or whatever. But I really don't mind that. I mean, no one likes the problems, but what you have to realize is if you like being in small business, if you like being a small business owner, that's all part of the job. You've got to love that part of it, don't you?
Yeah, and you can train yourself to love it. The biggest problem people have is in their own self-image.
Right.
They believe in their self-concept that they are not good with crises and they can't handle this and they don't like that part. I'll forever have people say, I don't like this part of the business. And I'll say, why don't you try liking it? And they say, well, I never thought of that.
Very well said. Steve, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, it's 50 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great time with our good friend Steve Chandler, the author of Reinventing Yourself. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right. We're back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Steve Chandler, and he's the author of Reinventing Yourself, How to Become the Person You've Always Wanted to Be. Is your 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself still available?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, tell us about that a little bit.
It's selling more now than it did when it first came out. So it's like one of those little things that starts out slowly. The publishers call it the little book that could, like the little engine that could.
Right,
because it's totally word of mouth. There has been no advertising for it. One person gets it, and they tell someone else about it.
Great. Well, I'm really happy to hear about your success, and I'm excited to hear about you going out on your own in your speaking and consulting business, and we'll be looking forward to having you back to talk more about that. You know, to wrap up the hour here on crisis management a little bit, one of the things, Steve, that I think about small business owners in crisis management is it's like being in a boat that's taking on water, and there's a bilge pump down there, but it's not working. It needs a little bit of maintenance. And so, but we've got a bucket that we can bail. And so when we're in crisis management, we stand there and we bail and we bail and we bail to keep the boat from sinking, to keep from drowning. But we also know that we can't bail forever because we're going to get tired. We're going to have to eat. We're going to have to sleep. We're going to have to take a vacation. We've got to do other things. But if we ever stop bailing, we know that the boat will sink. Unless you should
write a Stephen King book.
Unless, though, we stop for a little bit, go down to the bilge and fix the bilge pump. Now, here's what happens, though. While you're fixing the bilge pump, the water is rising to above us or up to us in an uncomfortable level. We feel uncomfortable while this water is rising, but what we find out is if we'll just fix that pump, the pump can do the work. And that's what you were talking about earlier in the hour, the systems and the organization that you put in place.
That's right.
Is your bilge pump, and if you'll fix those, they will pump the water out of your boat, and you've got time to go do other things.
That's a good analogy. That's a very good picture. I'm glad you got to that last part of the story. I was getting nightmares.
I'm sorry about that. Well, what are some other ways that you can think of to help us avoid crisis management?
My favorite thing, Jim, is thought management, because I think that I spent 4 years in psychological warfare in the Army, and the whole key to psychological warfare is that words are stronger than drugs. They have a stronger chemical reaction inside the body than drugs do. And so if I am willing to manage my own thinking about this crisis, it is no longer a crisis. It's an opportunity. It's an adventure. I want to have this crisis lead to a system. Like the great physicist Richard Feynman used to say, do not just solve your problem and move along. Ask what your problem is trying to tell you. Your problem is trying to communicate with you. And so in small business, our so-called problems are trying to tell us something. They're trying to say, hello, wake up. There's a system for you inside of me, so I would never show up again if you would slow down and pay attention to what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really thought management.
Well, I agree with you, and I'll tell you, I hear small business owners out there right now thinking, I can see them thinking, you know, they just don't understand the kind of problems I've got. But I think it all goes back to what you said a while ago, and that is, don't think of the problems and the crises as problems. Think of them as opportunities.
Well, the reason the problems keep coming back up, and the reason that it seems like we don't understand about the problems, is because the problems are never really thoroughly dealt with.
Right.
They are sort of halfway solved, and then we move quickly to another problem.
Exactly.
If I would really take the time. For example, an employee, Jim, you have an employee who you know is not... Steve, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I've got to wrap it up.
All right.
We're rolling into the hour.
Okay.
I apologize. Will you hold that story for next time?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. You did great today. I really enjoyed this hour.
Thank you.
We'll do it again real soon.
All right.
All right. Folks, I got to wrap it up. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners like Kent in Florida, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.